I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming up on this episode of Podcart, we have heartfelt singer-songwriter Flew the Arrow.
Come the wind, come the rain, wash over you, illusions that remain.
Scottish-based outfit Bossy Love return with a high-octane remix from Unique.
With no control, if that's alright, I got no control, although I've tried, so don't ignore.
And Florida's Please and Thank You welcomes us into his exotic world. But before all of that, here's String On Me by Max Ratt. That was Max Rad with String On Me, with that neo soul funk sound that I love so, so much. It's totally smooth Sunday listening or baby making music, and it makes me feel like a super hot summer sunny day in the park. I think that Max Rad is from London, but he's very secretive online. I've not been able to find much apart from his tunes over the last year or so. I would really, really like to see what he's got to bring to a live stage, and also just to find out more about him. Why is he so secretive, and when are we going to get new music?
So for listeners, we recorded this podcast, and I don't like to kind of hide things from the listeners. Lena didn't do a very good job, so we're doing it all over again. And we had discussed last time, obviously I didn't need to tell the general public this, but because of the wonders of editing, but I just thought it would add some kind of, you know, take away the smoke and mirrors. So neo-soul is something that we've been covering quite a lot. And there's a really lovely new generation of neo-soul musicians coming through, especially from the UK. And we discussed another one called Joseph from the East End of Glasgow. Yeah. And how it's that whole thing about appearance. And you would never think that this guy from the East End of Glasgow would produce the lush neo soul music, but that says more about me, really, which is quite bad, isn't it?
I don't know, though, because even let's go back to the song we just heard, for example. Listening to that, the immediate response is, for me anyway, not London. It's just, for me, I don't think neo soul is ever a sound that I'm going to associate with the UK, and that's great to then have it coming out of this country because it is so unexpected. I love hearing that. It's, yeah, but Joseph, you're right, it's a phenomenal example, because that is just one that every single person you see listen to him for the first time, their mind is blown when they realize that he's Scottish. It's quite a phenomenal thing to witness.
Well, the production on Max Rad's track is glorious. It's just so warm and lush, and so well balanced, and it really kind of, it's an all-rounder.
Yeah he's done very well, and as far as I understand, it is just him doing all of the things. So yeah, hats off to Max Rad.
Sweet. Next, this is Ella Q, and this is Since You.
Thank you.
half Danish, half Swedish producer and the artist who has been very busy writing a brand new solo EP, amongst other things. And that's the first single taken from it, and it was released back at the end of the May. So Ella Q Since You, straightforward club song and just a great hook, and it will no doubt satisfy a lot of those production junkies out there.
You are on a right electronic trip at the minute, aren't you?
I am, I love it.
Yeah, I really like that. It takes quite a lot for electronica in that style to actually click something into my ear, and that did. It was, yeah, verging on Fortet Bonobo kind of styles, a combination of the two, which, as you know, as everybody knows, is what I bloody love. So yeah, like that.
I don't know whether it's because we're coming into festival season and I'm naturally gravitating towards the more upbeat kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, either way, I'll take it.
I wish I was in a study. I was gutted that I wasn't at Primavera, but...
I know! I couldn't even go online for most of the weekend because everyone was smug in the sunshine and I was at home like...
Yeah, and it's just been pissing it down here for 5 million days.
Yeah, but also then, like, utter delight to all of my friends who sent me 1 billion videos from Erykah Badu. Oh. All of them singing and crying their eyes out with happiness. Like, that's the bit that I'll accept. We're going to move on to a song called Special by the amazing Ash Nico.
You're not special, it's not cute. Only one strike and you get the boot. There was potential in you. You should get fuckboy tattooed. Sex, you look dumb now that I've come to my senses. Your love is not impressive. Tongue kissing in my king size bed. You can give me some goodbye head. You look dumb now that I've come to my senses. Your love is not impressive. You wish I miss you. Back the fuck up, I dismiss you. You better stock up on tissues. Check it off to all my bitches. You wish I miss you. Back the fuck up, jacking off to all my bitches. You're not special, it's not cute. Only one strike, then you get the boot. There was potential in you. You should get fuckboy tattooed. I don't give a fuck. I have more fun on my runs. Eat my pussy like it's lunch. You don't seem to see what a cliche you are. Bad boy in your best friend's car. Supernova wanna kill my star. Teardrops on your Fender guitar. Left your dumb ass on red. I'm too healthy, wealthy, well fed. I see better dick up ahead. But I like how you look really big. You wish I miss you. Back the fuck up, I dismiss you. You better stock up on tissues. Strike, then you get the boot. There was potential in you. You should get fuckboy tattooed. I don't give a fuck. I have my fun on my ones. Eat my pussy like it's lunch. You're not special, it's not cute. Only one strike, then you get the boot. There was potential in you. You should get fuckboy tattooed. I don't give a fuck. I have my fun.
That was Ash Nico the Special. I have played her before. We will play her again a billion million times over. She creates the feminist anthems that I needed as a teen and in my early 20s. This is my current go-to dancing around in my pants song in my room. It's filled with sass and self-worth. I love everything about her. Her I don't give a fuck attitude. She's rude, she's loud, she's in your face. She challenges everything that pop icons are meant to be, which is meek, demure, I'll say what you want, I'll do what you want, I'll be your pretty little girl. No, she just takes all of that and shoves it straight out her arse and brings you the best music ever. I'm quite obsessed. I don't know if you can tell.
Good God. I hope she actually would listen to this to hear the passion that's fueled there.
I'm going to just like tweet it to her over and over again until she listens.
She might get you barred.
Shh.
We've played her a few times. We've covered her. She's fierce. And I predict, well, we know, big things are going to happen for her.
Yeah, her album's on the way. I'm really hoping it's this year that it's on the way, because I don't know if I can wait until 2020. But yes, we do now know that a full album of Ashnikko is on the way. So you can best bet it'll be me downloading it the second it's out.
Imagine if she played Glasgow and we managed to get her interview for the podcast with her.
She did play supporting a lady called Girly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, quite recently. And I was bloody heartbroken that I wasn't here. But yes, when she comes to Glasgow next, we will, something's going to happen there.
A location recording. So the return of someone that is, oh, so good. This is Rachel Samarni. What can I do?
What can I do, Lord? What can I do? What can I do, Lord? What can I do? I feel so helpless. I feel so blue. What can I do, Lord? What can I do? Where can I go, Lord? Where can I go? Where can I go, Lord? Where can I go? I'm in the dark, hoping somebody knows where I should go, Lord. Where do I go? People gone wild, Lord, the people gone wild. The people gone wild, Lord, the people gone wild. Nobody wants for it to be reconciled. The people gone wild, Lord, the people gone wild. Boats on the sea, Lord, boats on the sea. Boats on the sea, Lord, boats on the sea. Nobody talks about nobody. Boats on the sea, Lord, boats on the sea. Suits in the chamber, suits in the hall. Suits in the chamber, suits in the hall. Don't know if they care, Lord, for anyone at all. Suits in the chamber, suits in the hall. Shine bright, Lord, need to shine bright. I want so much for to be light. Need to shine bright, Lord, need to shine bright. What can I do, Lord? What can I do? What can I do, Lord? What can I do? I feel so helpless, I feel so
the welcome return from Rachel Sermani. And she says about the song, "I was lying on the floor just after Trump had been voted president, staring despairingly at the ceiling. There was also much on the news about refugees and the lack of embrace we offer them. There was a looming Brexit vote too. In that moment, I felt drawn to the mandolin to write in short sitting, what can I do? Though it was 3 years ago, this song is fitting in the motions of now and perhaps more useful and relevant than before." Rachel is donating a percentage of proceeds from the single to Extinction Rebellion Scotland in support of their work, which is fantastic. And I will put a link to the website. It's a beautiful vocal delivery and it's deeply textured, and she still manages to explore fear and hope and dismay, but it just shows why she is so respected. She's playing a few dates. Well, she's playing actually a lot of dates. Some of the ones that the highlights, I guess, are the album launch in Edinburgh, Summer Hall, 10th of August. We've got Inverness, Eden Court on the 12th of September. And she's got album launch as well in Glasgow on 2nd October at St. Andrews in the Square.
Amazing. I think the term that I used to you when that song finished was, that was miserable in the best way, which it really is. You can really hear the despair of the situation of where that song came from in the lyrical content and in the kind of, I don't know what's the best way to describe this. I don't want to say miserable again because it's not like it's not a beautiful song, despair. But it really, yeah, it takes you, connects you to that place. I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when I found out that Trump was president, and I cried. I was actually in a hotel in Spain and I went down to breakfast and I cried, and I could look around the tables and I saw loads of other people doing the same, and I feel like that is the exact soundtrack that should have been running through everyone's head at that moment. And it's awesome that she's donating some of the proceeds of the single to Extinction Rebellion Scotland. That's really, really amazing. Her album launch at Summer Hall, that's a beautiful venue to have her play in it. That'll be really special.
Yeah, I think it's quite fitting as well because Trump's obviously just arrived in the UK. So
bastard.
Yeah, he is. So this is... yeah, that's for you.
I think now we are going to cheer things up a little bit. You're going to hear from Alex Banks and Azjir with Chasms.
Thank you.
Alex Banks from Brighton and Asgeir from Iceland, who have teamed up for that song. Alex Banks has been on my radar since he did a phenomenal remix of a Bonobo tune, and Asgeir has a beautiful voice that I've known for a while because a lot of my friends are big fans, and together they made that beautiful song. As far as I know, it is coming from Alex Banks' forthcoming album. His first album back in 2014, I do believe, made some absolutely huge waves on the electronic scene. I've seen him play live before, and I'm going to be honest here. There's been a lot of electro people that I've gone to see, and it all just blurs into one. Usually you have a few too many drinks and have a dance and it's good music, but that's all it is. With him, I really paid attention to what he was doing because all the soundscapes that he created were really, really earwormy. So I'm really intrigued to see what else is going to come from this album. And also just working with Asgeir, like the songs that he usually writes are a bit more folky, so to bring him in an electronic pop style is a really good use of his vocal tone.
I think you find a lot of the producers, in order to kind of get a big commercial hit or, you know, just hit that timeline of people, that they'll collaborate with someone like that. But it, for me, it's the stuff that they do out with that I really like. And the kind of, I guess, people like John Hopkins and so on, and it's more of the harsh aspects of their production that I really enjoy.
Yeah, something that's not easy listening. Yeah. It's always good. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now.
It's coming.
It's Posse Love.
Remember when I first saw you? I turned my head and I turned it twice. As if there's no one before you, my mind had hit the erase, rewind. With no control, if that's alright, I got no control, although I've tried. So don't ignore.
Oh,
dear sweet Hosanna. So, No Control, Unique remix, Bossy Love. So, Jersey Club pioneer Unique takes on Glasgow-based pop tour de force and produces... It's like an almost a breakbeat techno banger. The track is taken from the brand new EP, and the band have also said that we've expect an album later this year.
That was the sound of the angels opening the heavens yeah. and shining the light down upon the album.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
Yeah. As always, we do say that you need to see them live if you haven't already. You can catch them at Kilburn Garden Party between 5th and 6th of July, and also at Southern Exposure Summer Hall, Friday 21st of June.
Excellent. I will definitely be there to see them at Kilburn. Bossy Love, they just kill it. And that remix, yeah, I need more. I need all of the more. I think there could be a montage.
I need all of the more.
I think we need a montage, an audio clip montage of all of the times that we have talked about how much we love Bossy Love.
I'll do that.
I think it would honestly go over 20 minutes.
Do you know they could use that as a one sheet? an audio one sheet.
It's a great idea. It's a service we can offer now. There you go.
Oh my goodness.
Bossy Love, we love you. That's the summation of that. Now we're going to change the vibe considerably. This is a lovely gentleman called Flew the Arrow.
Around, da da da.
the Arrow with Come the Wind and Come the Rain, and I have been so excited to finally get to play one of his songs here on podcast. Flew the Arrow, I've known his music for a good few years now, but all of his tunes have been a bit more nostalgic, a bit more old school. He's been waiting until the right time to record his new material and get it online, and it is finally that time. He is local to Glasgow, he's originally from Ayrshire, but you may have caught him hosting open mic nights all over the city. He works so hard. He spreads the vibes all over Glasgow, and his voice, I've seen people in the pub, rowdy Friday night kind of situation, all these guys talking and drinking and laughing. I've seen him make a pub so quiet you could hear a pin drop. He's that phenomenal to watch. I saw him at Knockingorick last weekend in the beautiful Longhouse venue. There wasn't one dry eye in the place. It was just stunning. And he's so versatile as well. You can see him around and about at different events in the city. And although he's a folk lyricist and singer, he can sing his folk songs on top of reggae rhythms, on top of hip hop. I've seen him do all of it. He's so versatile. And with so many people that we say on podcast, if you listen to this song, yeah, it's gorgeous. If you see it live, your heart will be ripped out your chest. He's just incredible. So yeah, big up Flew the Arrow. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the music that he's going to be releasing this year.
There's a really beautiful Celtic, kind of almost Hebridean vibe about that. And I love the way that his vocal moves throughout the music. It's really lovely.
And also his guitar playing is just on point. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so on point.
Okay, we are moving on to our last track. This is Please and Thank You and Run Wild.
You're my
So Please and Thank You, Run Wild. His new EP has been released and it's got effortless production, total earworm, encompassing influences from his travels, and it certainly channels those memories. Phoebe lost her shit.
That's the accurate description there. It definitely was the accurate description. You saved the best track of the week until the very end. The almost jungly drum beat, and you're expecting that it's going to come into some drum and bass or jungle, and then the drop comes and it's halftime and it's just confusing and brilliant. And also, we've spoken about before so many times of using samples from world music and bringing that into an electronic song in particular. Yeah, that's really good. There was a girl that I played on a podcast episode a few months ago called Marley Blue.
Yes.
And that song is quite similar to her style. And I absolutely waxed lyrical about how much I loved that as well. So yeah, that sits really well with that. And I know that when I leave here in a few minutes, I will be blasting that out of the windows in my car. That, yeah, new EP, that's for my ears tonight.
Good God. I wish you could see her gesticulating and how animated she is. She came in really tired.
No joke. Helena said, how are you? And I was like, And now I'm bouncing around. The power of music.
Thank you for hopefully listening. And we will see you next time when we will have a whole lot of stuff, including a bit of coverage from Girls Rock Glasgow and their fundraiser.
Yay! See you then.
Bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.